as it says, I'm podcasting it, I've done a theme tune. It's not a theme tune I've really learned properly or worked out how it should go, but this is the general idea. Welcome to Totally Acoustic, a home for unamplified music. It's not plugged in, mic'd up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic. There we go, thank you very much. I've got four more of these to do, and hopefully by Christmas, that'll almost sound like a good idea. I think that'll be fine. So part of the idea of doing this for me was I thought we've just put a new album out called Five Spoon of Envy, and I couldn't be asked to go on tour. So I thought what I'd do is just do lots of different gigs in the same pub. This is great because I get to stay in the same pub. It's difficult because it would be rude just to do the same set six times in a row to half of which are the same people. So I've had to learn some songs from the album. And so this is some of the stuff that's on the CDR extras. This is one of the songs I wrote myself. I really like this song. This song I wrote for somebody who was starting a new job. And it's called Good Luck in Your New Job. It's your new job that you're starting today, and it'll be okay if you'll just bear in mind a few pointers from me. Try to find out how the dress code works. Don't wear a Hawaiian shirt and then find out the whole company's in mourning for the director and his daughter who drowned last week off Oahu. Yeah. In your new job that you're starting today. And remember to take a packed lunch in case they eat where they sit and they're near to the pub. It won't look good if you collapse across your desk in a hypoglycemic coma in your new job that you're starting today. Let's whistle while we work. Before you launch into a monologue too lengthy, it's best to check the tone of conversation. If all they ever talk about is football and the telly, they might not want to hear about your prostate operations. And remember not to worry too much, just relax, and I'm sure you really won't mess it up really badly and then have to resign on your first day in your new job that you're starting today. That you're starting today. Good luck starting today. And the person whose job that was has been in that job now for 6 years. 6 years. Good one. So this next one is also a song that I did with the band. I also usually play this song when we have Hibbert family Christmas gatherings, because it's a song about my little brother. And it's great. We always have lots of fun when we have Christmas gatherings, and then I play this song, everybody cries. It's great. So if you want to spoil a Christmas gathering, this is the song to do. This song is called Leave My Brother Alone. I'm standing on the corner getting beaten up by the kids from the year above. Finding out that smart remarks don't help to mop up blood. And when they finally tired of this and they've all gone away, someone comes and helps me up and quietly says, leave my brother alone, leave my brother alone. He says, Mark, if I was older and if I had my bike, I would cycle after them and challenge them to a fight. I said, James, don't you worry yourself, it's really quite alright.
Sometimes it's enough to know there's someone on your side who'll say, leave my brother alone. Leave my brother alone.
Well, I need to solo here in the conversation.
Fast forward 15 years and we're talking on the phone about his stupid bin ex-girlfriend who's left him on his own in the house they bought together while he's out seeing other men.
She's out seeing other men. Not there'll be anything wrong with that, but in this case, she's out seeing. I'll fix in the edit.
She's out seeing other men. She's got the nerve to wonder why they can't still be friends. And I thought, leave my brother alone. Leave my brother alone. I said, James, if I had a car and if I could even drive, I'd be straight up the M69 to give her a piece of my mind. He said, Mark, don't you worry yourself, it's really quite alright. Sometimes it's enough to know there's someone on your side who'll say, leave my brother alone. 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 Leave my brother alone.
As a postscript to that song, I find the older I get, the more songs have actual postscripts to them. In a postscript to that, one, my brother, after that girlfriend, he actually met a new woman. He got married. He's got two children now, and he's living in Australia. So 2 out of 3 isn't bad. Yeah. Right, this next song is a song I have been practicing just lately, in case it is needed. anybody familiar with my back catalogue may know what I'm about to sing. But I'd like to make clear, this song is not about taking joy from the death of an old lady in any way. It's about the legacy of the particular old lady which it concerns. Any viewpoints anybody have, it becomes particularly relevant, I suppose, in the current time. But as a Liberal Democrat voter, I have not actually paid any attention to politics since about the end of April, and I'm not about to start doing so now. So with that in mind, this song is called The Fight for History. They're saying Ronald Reagan was the master of diplomacy, because he ended the Cold War with only Thatcher there to help him. They say he led the world in times that were more optimistic. I don't know about you, but that is not how I remember it. The constant crushing certainty of nuclear oblivion was ended by East Germans in Berlin, not by politicians, when warmongers seek credit for a peace they didn't want. They've one eye on the history books, the other's on the clock. But I was there, and I will not forget. The fight for history begins the day that Thatcher is dead. The two-faced slip-on socialists who helped us stay in power are what driving round in company cars charging £1,000 an hour to reassure the wage slaves of theft. Now the wage slave masters are left modern and creative worlds behind. The drums beat faster and we've all got to pretend we now like Edwina Curry and Stephen Norris wasn't a corrupt adulterous bully. All the smiling lying psychopaths we eventually deposit and I'm creeping into reality TV and dancing shows. Well, I was there and I will not forget. The fight for history begins today. The Thatcher is dead. Down in Shoreditch, all the preening pamphlet-headed peacocks tried to make out it's iconic, wearing council hair and pop socks, and paint the 80s as an age of decadence and glamour. As if the miners' strike, the poll tax and BSC never happened. As if Section 28 was never forced into the law. As if Osama bin Laden wasn't paid to fight our wars. As if the institutionalised weren't turfed onto the streets. Into a new society they said did not exist. Well, I was there and I will not forget. The fight for history begins today. The Thatcher is dead. And if you think it's past and put to bed, you wait until the wave of lies the day the Thatcher is dead. I keep practicing. Yes, but I videoed the election. I haven't watched it yet. Please don't tell me what happened. Please don't tell me what happened. So this next one, I'd like to invite two guests, Mr. Pete Green and Mr. Winston Ecker, if you'd like to come to the stage now. So what's happened is there's one song from the album that has become the breakout radio hit of the entire album, i.e. it's been played on the radio, called Other Bands Setlist, which is lovely because it's one of my favourite songs. However, it does have lots of words in it that are too difficult for me to remember. So Mr. Winston Ecker, Mr. Pete Green will be doing those words for me at this point. So this is a song about Other Bands Setlist. So if anybody's in a band, you'll know that one of the many joys of sound checking is you do find the setlist of the bands who played the night before. And the set lists that we're reading out here, these are genuine set lists that we discovered when we were on tour a couple of years ago now. Oh, a year ago. I don't know. In the past, one day, this happened. This is called Other Band Set List. Any day at loading time, like scattered fruits of rock you'll find, then strewn across the venue floor, the set list of the night before. Other band set list.
Moving in.
Other band set list.
Killing Psycho.
Other band set list. Other band set list.
Confess.
Laser printed on A4. Double space with 200 floors. Was this the set, the rock, the place? I won the quarterfinals for the local band showcase. Other band set list.
Devils and Angels.
Other band set list.
Run or hide.
Other band set list.
Freeze the sun.
No matter what the type of band, their set list will sound gothic and slightly pompous and obsessed with theirs or someone else's death. Other band set list.
Intro.
Other band set list.
Beyond anger.
Other band set list.
I can't buy.
It's getting
in
it's like AC Polak again, isn't it? Was this one written blood fresh gouge, or did the drummer's normal bio just run out? I wonder if I sing as well, and where on earth he learned to spell. Other band set list.
Pretty maybe too pretty.
Other band set list. Other band set list. The moral of the song is this: if you don't want tomorrow's band to take the piss, no matter if your stuff's dead good, always pick your set list up. Other band set list.
16k.
Other band set list. 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 Everybody. Other band set list. Yes, yes, yes. I'm out of work, so we'll never do it. And so please welcome the sexually exciting, the musical exciting, the rocktacular, Mr. Winston Ecker.
I came straight here from work today, and I live and work in Northampton. I'm currently working for a large building society in an administration centre. What they do there is customers' details come in, we process them, it's data entry, it's admin, it's filing, it's copying, it's printing, it's then filing the stuff you've printed, or copying that and then filing it, or copying that, then taking the copy and sending it to somebody else over there and filing the original, or potentially sending a copy of the original to a customer. Sometimes a customer asks for things. But you have to keep something on file to show that you've sent the customer something, just in case the customer comes back and says, I asked for something and it hasn't arrived. And then you can say, well, it was definitely copied and filed. We have the original. Not sure where the copy's gone, so we can only assume it's on its way. Now, this song is—it's not about this particular job, but it still rings true. I mean, it's a song that I wrote some time ago when I was working a different job, and I think I might be lazy and just hate all work. But this song is called the job song. Feeling down, feeling unsatisfied. I'm so bored, I'll tell you what I tried. I tried singing and I tried dancing. I tried almost everything, but I'll never be free, no. I'll never be free. I'm looking for a new job. I'm padding out my CV. I've got a certificate in food hygiene. How do I say, watch too much TV or give me a new job? The lights, they're all too bright, and the customer has never arrived. I get home and it's dark outside. I'm looking for a new job. I'm home, I'm home. It's off to work we go. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to work we go. I've worked in a retail and fast food. I've worked in a bakery too. And I know just what to do. I need to invent something real soon. But for now I'll never be free, no. I'll never be free. I'm looking for a new job. I'm padding out my CV. I've got certificate in food hygiene. How do I say, watch too much TV or give me a new job? Give me a new job. Give me a new job. Give me a new job. Leaving it up to me thing. What's that about?
What would you like? You'd like to be told what to do?
Yeah.
Can you do a sort of couple of Rocky numbers, then a ballad, then your biggest hit?
Okay.
It's like Simon Cowell.
I can do those things, just not necessarily in that order. The Rocky one might be a bit of a ballad.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to do that last. I'll do a biggest hit after this one, which doesn't really fit into either of those categories. Is that alright?
Yeah, it's grand, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to check. That's what you want, that's what you're going to get. If you're ugly, keep your hands by your sides. If you're not, then throw them in the sky. And if you think that's mean, and you're asking me why, it's 'cause I'm fly, I'm dope, yes I'm a pretty swell guy. And I listen to my hip-hop records when I'm feeling down. They help me feel better. The beats and the rhymes just come together. They take my my problems and help me forget them. Win to the SO, T to the Nizze Echo. Win to the SO, T to the Nizze Echo. Cause I am the master of all ceremonies. And if you've got to be a hater, don't be hating on me. And I listen to my hip hop records when I'm feeling down. They help me feel better. The beats and rhymes just come together. They take my problems and help me forget them. This next song is a song called Bureau de Change. And it's a song. See, that's the kind of reaction that I inspire from you. A solitary woo. In fact, there were far too many of you clapping after the songs, if I'm honest. To see if we could just have one person clapping after I play the song. Actually, that would be really good for this, the podcast. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to play a song. Who wants to be the one person to clap afterwards? Okay, you, sir. Okay, nobody else clap for about 5 seconds. We'll let him just clap really enthusiastically. Actually, no, semi-enthusiastically. No, more enthusiasm. And then once that's died off, everybody else will go, yeah! And anybody, because this is being recorded for a podcast, which is actual broadcast media. And then the people that listen to it via iTunes will be like, what just happened? And we're all being honest. Joke. Unless this bit that we're doing now and put in the podcast, in which case we'll all look stupid. We will all look stupid. So this is Bureau de Change, everyone. Thank you. If I've got a pocket full of currency that I don't really want, take through the high street, visit my local Bureau de Change. There's a lady there, real helpful. She always takes my pounds and turns them into euros, dollars, rupees or something else. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, I love you. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, I can't get enough of you. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change. I like it when my money looks kind of funny. I can go to South Africa and buy some giant killer bee honey. Or I can buy myself a t-shirt hand stitched in Taiwan. Or I can go to Australia and buy a hat with corks tied on. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, you're my only friend. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, I'd like to go there again. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, I'm a millionaire in yen. Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change, Bureau de Change. No, no, okay. This might be the last song. Depends how I feel afterwards. depends if you've been good. I always thought the dogs were boys and the cats were the girls. Always thought the earth was the biggest thing in this big old world. And then the sun came rolling in, and I'll never be the same again. What if one morning you woke up and remembered everything that you'd ever forgotten? What if you were surrounded by secret admirers who were so secret that you never spot them? Would that be so bad? Would it be the best thing that you've ever had? I would give it 7.5 out of 10. And I'll never be the same again. I'll never be the same again.
First two performers of this particular evening, I'm going to ask for some audience participation. It's not hard. We're not going to rehearse it like some people do. It's Halloween on Sunday, and this is a song that I've kind of been playing for many moons, and it's about... Well, it's not really about... It's stupid. It's stupid. But there is a bit where I need for you to make monster noises. And everybody knows what they think monster noises are. So just make that noise. Okay, and I will prompt you. I'm not going to prompt you in advance. But you will know because I will go, monster noises! And then you will go, whatever your monster noise is. And I don't want to hear it until I say so. This is my last song. I've been Winston Echo, thanks very much for having me. This is another song for the evening, which is in G, C, and D.
Best.
With iron views, to forget the British wars and believe that they are due. There's a wolfman in the corner, eating all the pizza, and the Frankenstein's monster is doing the monster mash. We're going to Dracula's disco party. We're going where the party is dying. We're going to Dracula's disco party. You better be there too. Monster noises. Woo! Thanks very much.
And General, where's the record?
So for the last act of this evening, I have somebody who some have called, when I say some, I mean me, the patron saint of Tony Acoustic. It wouldn't really be Tony Acoustic without him playing, so he is playing. So please welcome to the stage, the marvellous, the wonderful, the over here, Mr. Meagrian.
It's going to be, I warn you now, it's going to be a slightly wistful set has been tested by the relevant authorities in trust to contain potentially dangerous levels of waste. This is what you get, I'm afraid, when you ask me to play in the autumn. It's a thing that happens sometimes. And this is possibly the most autumnal song I've ever written. It's a song about missing mates after you've said goodbye to them all the morning after a really nice pop show. So it's for all of you people, and this is called Where the Music Still Plays. Thank you. 5 years after everyone else made it. Okay, let's see how this goes. This song is called I Wish There Were Two of Me. It's not quite as conceited as it sounds. Wish there were two of me to take my love and share it evenly across the world. Does it sound alright? I think the ukulele's a bit, I don't know, I don't think it was great to start with, but it's probably, it was probably better before my son threw it across the same room for about 45 times a day.
Is he any good or no?
Better than me.
Is it really ukulele or is it actually all of this guitar?
Shush, enough of that. have we got a full-time score yet from the Grimsby match?
No. I look elated or gloomy, we'll get it away.
Okay. While Si's looking up the scores, is anyone else's team in an FA Cup replay?
And do you have more than 200 people up again
tonight? Yeah, there's quite a good, quite close competition probably for attendance, aren't we, between Totally Acoustic and Grimsby Town. Okay, thanks for sitting through all of that wistfulness. This song is a slightly older song which I wrote when I lived in Birmingham, where I was yesterday. It hasn't changed at all. I went to my old favourite pub in Birmingham yesterday, and there was still a very elderly Irishman sitting on the next table to me, waving at no one. It's kind of reassuring in some ways, but it makes me glad to get back to Sheffield in others. This is called Fragile, Fragile. Pete, it's not actually just the Tory government, is it? That doesn't tell my story just to say the Tory government is more involved in it than just the Tories. It's not just the Tory government. You're not telling the whole story. I said, right, no, I know what you mean. Sorry. I mean, the fucking Tory. this song's called Subterranean Moves of the Blues.
Time, mate.
It's
I suppose when you're on last, you can just sort of say you can just carry on until everyone's stopped off, can't you? Well, I've got one more song down, but I was just wondering if anybody that had seen us before wanted to ask for anything in particular. That's my not particularly rock and roll version of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, a few years ago you played Up the Mariners when you were drunk. Did you do that?
I'll give you one verse. You might need to remind me of the lyric. I'm still
there. I don't know how we do that.
We've lost this story of the Mariners.
Okay. This is the GCD song, actually. So this was some Grimsby Town Football Club release from 1978
Posh we are, man. Posh we are.
No.
Okay, I'll do one more. So, yes, thanks so much for coming. Let's hear it again for Bismarck Snacker. Steve Green. So yeah, thanks so much. Thanks very much for coming. Hopefully this will be online in a few days. Come back in 13 days. We've got Frankie Machine and Bobby McGee's. And that's been Ted Lee Kitchen. Thank you very much.
That was Totally Acoustic, where a delightful time was had by one and all. Our next event is on Monday the 8th of November, that's also at the Lamb, and we've got Frankie Machine and Jimmy from the Bob McGee's playing there. You can find more details about all of that at our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com, and you'll find links there to all the bands who've played, all the bands who are going to play, and also how to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so already. So thanks very much to Pete Green and Winston Echo, and for everybody else who came along on the night. Thanks to you for listening, and see you next time.